Blog Talk Radio. What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me cause I love her.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 246 shows and counting. And we're moving right along, and we're not going to stop. It's going to be nonstop in 2020. So I want to go over a couple things before I do get started here. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals. And I want to welcome all of you. If you're new, hope you enjoy the show and keep passing the word along. And all you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all your support. Because it takes all of us as a team to see any victories come through, positive victories for the animals. We are, you know, all on this earth temporarily, the humans and the animals, so we got to make the best of it. We got to enjoy life, and we want them to enjoy life in peace and comfort and free from, you know, neglect and abuse and anxiety and pain and suffering, because there's a lot of it going on out there, and we are the animals' voices. And they feel pain just like we do. So animals need our attention from all angles. And that's what I do on this show, is I stand up and speak out for all the animals in need. And all these amazing guests are making it happen to bring the awareness, the prevention, the safety, the education that we all are learning from all this. Because we can't just close our eyes and our ears and our mouths and let it, you know, prevail. So everyone, I'm going to get started here. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. And if you would like to visit that site, it's Marty Oakley's. And a big, huge shout out to her. She is a great team player. The where I used to be on TS Radio Network as her host, Voices Carry for Animals. I did 163 archive shows on that. So if you want to visit that, because you can listen and share 24/7. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and search Voices Carry for Animals, or you can put my name in, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, or you can put Animal Advocates Radio. But you can listen and share on the left side of the screen 24/7. All shows are recorded live and all saved on there. Marty Oakley does have some great topics on her network, TS Radio Network, elder abuse, guardianship abuse. I mean, this list is huge. And she, you know, she needs our voices too. So if you can cross over or multitask and listen to her shows, because all her shows are recorded live also, and you can find them published on the PPJ Gazette online. You can press follow on the right side hand column, and every time there's a new article or podcast, it will alert you in your primary email. So everyone, it takes teamwork to make it happen, and that's what it takes, because every business out there, every organization out there, we must connect together with our politicians and make it happen, because they are the big dogs, and try to be polite and professional. And if you have an issue, you know, discuss it with them. You can email them, write them a letter, you know, call them up, fax them, you know, appointment in person. and, you know, explain the situation for these animals. You could do a constituent bill proposal form and request that by your state representative or your legislative assistant, have them either email to you or they can mail it to you. And then you can fill it out properly. If you have any questions, ask them and then give them back to you. And then it'll go into draft and come back for approval and then go into legislation. So let's keep doing what we can do to make better lives and futures for our furry friends and four-legged friends in need. But I want to get started here with we've got a guest coming back, Chris Kelly. She is the founder of the Chris Kelly Foundation. She's an animal activist, vegan, and actress at SAG-AFTRA. She's wonderful. Her work is inspiring. Chris Kelly has loved animals since she was very young. It was when she started volunteering with the Lang Foundation that she realized how many abused and neglected animals that there were who needed homes. She vowed to donate her life to helping these furry friends with no voice. So, Chris Kelly, how are you this evening? Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. So glad to have you back here. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Debbie, and Happy New Year. And thank you
Happy
for
New
having
Year.
Me back. Yes, it's going to be a good one. 2020 is going to be a good one for the animals. I can just feel it.
Yes, yes.
More things are going to happen. More laws will be initiated and changed, and I'm excited for it. I just feel that we're moving forward, and I just think it's going to be a good decade. I think probably the next decade is going to just bring everything together. I am just hoping that in the next decade, and I'm almost positive we may be able to go no-kill in California, which would be amazing. I know they just went no-kill in Michigan, which is just great. So I know it's going to take California longer. I don't know why, but it does. And I just feel the next decade we will achieve no-kill. I still think we need to work on spay and neuter clinics, make it easier for people to have their animals spayed and neutered. Also, you know, spay and neuter on the street, which nobody's doing in California. So, you know, they're procreating on the street. And really, basically, that is the answer right there. If we enforce spay and neuter laws and we made it so easy for people, we could get this down. We could get this madness down where we're not killing one soul in a shelter, you know. So that's what I feel will happen in the next decade. I'm excited for the beginning of the decade. So Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, 2020. You're right. And coming in stronger and stronger and even in 2019, Chris, I've seen a lot of victories come in. You know, look at the PACT Act. I mean, this list is big here that all the progress has been made, and not just nationwide, but worldwide. I mean, and it keeps coming. And that's what we have to, you know, focus on is these laws that are still in there that need passed. Yes.
I'm telling you, without changing the laws, I mean, I was talking to some of my volunteers. I know we're rescuing a lot of animals. I take on a lot of medical animals, that are at the shelters or on the street, which is very important. But we are not going to we're not going to be able to help every animal if we do not change the laws. It's amazing that the president signed, you know, the felony, you abuse an animal, it's a felony. I think that is amazing. And that's a huge thing happened in 2019. Also fur laws are great, but you know, I love that we are having laws for the wildlife and, you know, no fur, you know, like you can't harm the mink and all that. And I really think I am so happy because I am all animals. I save all animals. But I just wish that we could kind of understand the plight of the domestic animal too. So when you say that you can't kill an animal for fur and all that, that's great. But what about not killing an animal just because you just don't want to be bothered or you feel that there is no space for that animal? So I would hope that we can get to that law where I'd love to see a law passed that you cannot kill, or if they want to say euthanize, an animal, a healthy animal, in a shelter. I just feel like it's the same thing because these animals are tortured because we only use one shot, not two, and they're in such fear because they can smell the death, they can smell the kill room. That should be illegal also. So I'm really hoping for human beings to understand that, why we are accepting the fact that healthy animals are being killed and we are not enforcing spay and neuter, so we can prevent this killing. If we would just enforce spay and neuter and offer, like, I have this one woman who contacted me and she wants to get her dog spayed and neutered. I told her, well, I can't really make the call. You know, I'm a rescue. You're going to have to because you live in a certain area. You have a certain annual, salary that they wanted to be under a certain amount. She couldn't get a phone call back. And she kept contacting me. She says, I called this number, that number. I said, oh, my goodness gracious. So I'm like, you have to really now just call and call. And then finally I found another number she can call, and she got a hold of somebody. But you have to understand, most of the people in especially like East L.A., South L.A., they don't even want to spay and neuter their dog. So if you make it at all inconvenient for them, or they, you know, like they don't get a call back, that's fine. They're like, well, I tried, you know, I made the phone call, so they feel like they did something. So we really, really need to have it so accessible to people. And if they don't want to do it, they have to. They're fined or something. So that's it. That if we just, and I don't know why we don't put 100% into it, because then we wouldn't be having the overcrowdedness in the shelters. We wouldn't be killing at all. We would be, you know, promoting good, I don't want to say ownership, even though it is the law, but guardianship. And you ask the shelters this, and they always say, well, we just don't have the manpower. And I just think, okay, well, you know, I've heard every excuse or every reason why not, but what about if we turn this around and we just say, yes, okay, that's the problem, we're going to fix it, we're going to work towards it, and we're going to fix it. And I understand whenever you're dealing with the government to do anything, it's not that easy, and you know, it's just, there's a lot of bureaucratical nonsense involved also, so of course the animals get involved in that. So I just working towards, you know, a better system for the animals, a better system. Los Angeles Animal Services has really stepped up their game. They don't enforce spay and neuter as much as I would like, but if you take that off the table, they have created shelters that are pretty, you know, people can come in. There's a lot of volunteers. Good volunteers. There's good communication with the shelters and the rescue coordinators. I have to say, they really have done a really good job. Again, though, like I would say to, it's just not LA Animal Services, it's the city. We need to concentrate on what is causing the problem. What's causing this overpopulation problem? Lack of spay and neuter. So I just hope in this decade that we really concentrate on that, because that's what's going to make us no kill in 10 years. That's what it is. And then also backyard breeders, we have a real problem with this on Craigslist. They're selling the, you know, at the Santa Monica Pier, you see them everywhere, Beverly Hills, Brentwood. You see these people selling puppies, and nobody's doing anything about it. They're not fine. They're nothing. So, and usually these puppies are very sick. You know, you won't know until you bring them home. And a lot of homeless people will sell them. And, you know, that's another thing. the homeless do not have the same laws as we do. And I want to say homeless very carefully, because I think people are getting mixed up with the homeless and the drug addicts that are on the street. So when I say homeless, I am talking the drug addicts on the street that are choosing that lifestyle of wanting to do drugs, and they're selling animals for drugs. Not the person who has lost their home and maybe lost their job, you know. That's not what I'm talking about. Most people that are homeless that have lost their job and it's not mental illness, which leads to drug abuse and alcohol abuse, receives help through shelters. You know, the city's helping them somehow. Maybe family members are helping. They're not out there, you know, selling puppies on the street. That's not what they do. So I just want to, you know, correct that, because we have a lot of issues with that. There's a lot of drug addicts that have puppies, and then they procreate, and we have them on the street. It's just, you know, these are things that the city needs to pay attention to. But, you know, I understand it's vast. It's easy for me to say, but we really do need to crack down on that, because we're losing or we're not helping a lot of voiceless that are within these, like, encampments that are suffering. So that's my spay and neuter take on everything, and I say that's number one, absolutely number one, that we need to concentrate on more, and we're not 100% on. And then
that's true, Chris.
It really is. And so yes. LA Animal Services is like I said, I mean, they're good. They're doing a good job. LA County, they really need to. It's just a mess. There's animals in there that are sick. You know, they're not treating the animals. They have people there that really, they don't really. It's just bad. That I don't know how or why it hasn't been improved. They do not enforce spay and neuter. The Downey shelter told me that if they find a dog that isn't spayed or neutered, the owner, quote, owner, can pick up the dog and take the dog back not fixed. So I said to them, do you find them? No. Do you make them spay and neuter? No. I said, I remember telling them, you know, we're breaking our butts, and you need to help in some way. You've got to enforce the spay and neuter. Yeah, I know. They just don't. So, again, we're just, you know, like, that's what I mean. Like, that's the goal that I wish, like, everybody would put money into it. You know, like people like Michelson, who just put the microchip company together. It's called Found Angels. The guy has a lot of money, and he put a microchip company together. And I kind of like, okay, if I was a billionaire, I would put a spay and neuter clinic on every corner, because we have about 5 microchip companies. You know, we have Avid, Home Alone. You know, we have all that. You know, why is that you're giving back? Give back by putting money into spay and neuter. So anybody, I don't care if you are making $1 million a year or $10,000 a year, free spay and neuter. Just free spay. You know, because just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean you're not going to be careless. You're not going to want to breed your dog, because they do. It doesn't mean because you're poor that you're going to breed a dog. And so I feel that no matter what bracket you're in, it should be offered as free. That's period right there. So that's my take on the next decade, that I feel that, you know, we're going towards that. I mean, I'm praying we are.
Yeah, because there's so many, you know, Chris, I've read where 5 to 7 million healthy animals in shelters get put down a year. 7 to 9 million healthy adoptable animals. This is sad. I mean, we can't keep letting it prevail every year. You know, whatever it is, 5 million or 9 million, add that up over a period of time, and that is outrageous, astronomical.
It's a crime.
Whoa.
I mean, to not try to stop where it's originating. You know, the original sin is the breeding, the backyard breeding, the puppy mills that are in the Midwest. I mean, if you're not stopping that and your answer is to kill, then the United States is not a kind country, because that is not the answer. If now we need to stop now, and it's I had another volunteer once tell me, believe me, if the law was that you cannot kill a healthy animal at a shelter, all you would see the cities running around enforcing spay and neuter, because it's going to cost them money to care for these animals, you know, because they can't now kill them. They now, okay, we have to do something about it. Right now it is just too convenient and easy, and, you know, it's not going to cost much money to kill them. And not only that, they sell the bodies to makeup companies and also for food for animals. So they're actually profiting on the dead bodies. So at this point, you know, the city says, okay, you know, we'll do this for, you know, we've been doing this for decades. I mean, killing has been going on for decades. We have slowed it down a little, and we're caring for the animals better in the shelters. But, you know, and I also believe that anybody can adopt an animal. I don't think that's right. I think that, you know, there should be a little bit more to it, you know, home checks and applications, seeing background checks to see if these people have, you know, criminal history, especially for, like, abusing an animal. I understand we're in the midst of madness. I guess to do that will slow things down even more, but we're not really protecting the animals of where they're going either. Any fool can just come to a shelter, give a driver's license, and pay $100 and walk out with an animal. So, again, you know, we have a lot to improve. The shelter systems are a lot to improve.
Yes, we do.
But I have to say that the shelters were first built for, and that's what it's called, a shelter, meaning that if a dog or a cat was lost, that they would spend the night before their family was found. I mean, this is going back, like, decades. So they really weren't built well, and they were kind of small because there weren't a lot of animals coming in. So now it just grew with people breeding and wanting to make money off of animals and this and that. It's to the point of ridiculous, you know, because we have the puppy mills and then we have stray animals that are procreating. It's now gotten ridiculous. And so I know we are putting a lot of money into building grander shelters, but why not take that money into spay and neuter clinics, get the problem under control, then we wouldn't have to be spending so much money building shelters. It just we're doing it so backwards, and
yes.
You know, and I don't, you know, I'm hoping we're going towards that, the mentality
and,
of spay and neuter.
Yeah, and then there are some take action, help ban animal gas chambers on Facebook. Megan Mason and Holly Smith. There is still some states in there that are using the gas chambers.
I know.
What
Utah.
Is wrong with this
I
picture?
Know. We
this
have Utah.
Is sickening.
I
yes.
know. We Georgia, like all the South, and I'm just surprised at Utah. I mean,
I
just
know.
Think, are you out of? So we are killing because they're a nuisance. Like, it's like, oh, it's a bother. What do we do with these animals? And we're not allowed to do that to wildlife. We're not. You have to have a permit
no.
to hunt, you know, and supposedly hunting is for food, you know. I don't eat meat, but what I'm saying is it's not like you're going out there, let's just kill. Now, you're telling me that if a dog or cat goes into a shelter and like, well, after 4 days, really, you know, we don't know what to do. And you're going to kill. It is legal to kill. So I just am just shocked at it, and I'm shocked that, and I'm so happy that we're getting to the point where you're not going to kill an animal for fur, for clothing. I get it. I think that's wonderful. But why are we not directing it towards the shelters? What about a dog and cat being killed because it's inconvenient for you, because you don't know where to put them? But yet you haven't proven that you've been out there trying to prevent the problem, the cities. When they can prove that there is a clinic on every corner and they've been to neighborhoods that have stray animals that are begging for help, when they can prove that they're actually helping, then they may have that right to kill them. But right now, no. We need to change this law We really do. We need to ultimately change the law as animals as property. Because as long as they're considered property, it's like having a sweater. It's like you can do whatever you want to the sweater. They have no voice, no soul, no dignity. And that is ridiculous that we still have that law in 2020. Living being should not be able to own another living being. And why that's still in our law, it's ridiculous. It's like the Dark Ages. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So,
we need to get up with the times. I mean, it's just, it's sickening. We got to get updated, revised. It's like, you know how, let's say the 8-track tape, okay? Remember that used to be here? It goes into cassette, then it goes into CDs. We got the same thing going on here. That's been going on for years. You know, abusers get slapped on the wrist for, you know, hey, a fine and, you know, probation. And I can't see, you know, we got to do better than what we're doing to get it updated into the 21st century. You know, we're not in the 20th century anymore. And it's been going on. It just rolled over. Here it is, 2020 already. And we still got a lot of issues to cover. And, you know, how long is it going to take? I mean, is it going to take another 10 years, another 20 years? What does it take to just wake everybody up and say, listen, we have to do something here. There's millions of healthy, adoptable animals getting killed every day, you know, or every year in America. And it's so sad. I see these cross posters out there on social media. They are relentless. I mean, they don't have a couple days to get these pets to safety. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, do get safe and adopted or rescued. But then there's the ones that you read has been killed or put to sleep or, you know, however they phase it. So a big, huge thank you to all you cross posters out there that's, you know, doing your job out there on social media, trying to help these animals. We look at the groups that's out there that's helping animals. You know, we are a great team out there of animal advocates, you know, and animal saviors, animal angels. But we all can do better because we need some new laws changed. These animals are not property. They are living animal beings. They breathe, they see, they eat, they hear, they walk, they sleep. They do everything we can do, but in another language. Right, Karis? I mean, it's terrible.
I agree. I totally agree with you. And I think that in 2020, this next decade, what I'd like to see is like all the cross posters and everybody, activists, whatever, we're in the trenches. And, I always say, you know, while you're trying to find a cure for cancer, you're going to treat the cancer patients. But still, we need to direct ourselves towards laws. Right now we are so, because I mean, I started in 2006, and it's like you're in a big trench, and so it's hard to do a lot. You know, it's hard to be in the trenches and then look at the laws and this and that. So one of my goals now in 2020 is to put more of my energy and direction into the laws, into what's going on at the shelters, into making change. Because if not, we're going to keep doing the same thing this decade, and then we're going to be here right where we are, like going crazy for a decade, not getting the laws changed, and really not making it where we can save every animal. I mean, we have to not accept what's going on out there and make it known to the country, make it known to people in politics that you're not getting my vote. If this is what still goes on, we need letters. We need everybody in each individual state. Now, Michigan is not killing. I mean, that's amazing. You can live in Michigan and know there's no animals killed in shelters. So any state that is continuing, You need to fight that. And L.A., I'll tell you, California, it talks about how democratic and how they're caring. Oh, my God. We are the – you could always judge a state by the way they treat their animals and or anybody, a country or whatever. Our state, California, is the worst to animals. The only other state that we're neck and neck with is Texas. And Texas may be a little worse. Because they are in a state of emergency, like we are. We are killing left and right. The abuse of animals that I see in Texas. I'm just like shocked that that is a part of the United States. It's like a third. Parts of the U.S. and a lot of states in the U.S. are like third world countries when it comes to animals. But I have to say, Texas takes the cake. We take it too, but I think they're a little bit more. But to see the way some of these animals are living in parts of Los Angeles, you would just think we were a third world country. If you were walking around some of the places like South L.A., East L.A., like down like Linwood and Carson and Torrance and Inglewood and Watts, if you were to walk around those areas, you would not even think this was the United States of America. And there are strays everywhere. There are injured strays. There are dogs and puppies and kittens and cats. And then you have gang members who abuse them and light them on fire. If I tell you that we have hell on earth, I could bring you to these sections. And none of the city doesn't go in there. The police don't go in there. The animal control doesn't go in there. You know, nobody's going in there. So the animals there, they're messed. Yeah, they don't have anybody out there rallying. There are some rescuers that do go into these neighborhoods, and they go searching for them. And it's amazing. It's great. I know a few of them, and they have no fear. I mean, they're going in there at all hours and, you know, talking to gang members, talking to these people that I was telling you about that are drug addicts, you know, and I get the pictures, and then we'll take in puppies and talk to other rescues who can take them in. It's all underground. And just to see the faces of the people holding these puppies, they look like death has hit them because they're on drugs. And they demand a lot of money. I mean, they paid for a puppy that was sick, $300. These drug addicts would not go under. And this woman that felt so bad for the puppy just gave them $300. They're off, you know, $300 worth of heroin or whatever they're going to do, you know. And also meth and whatever's on the street. So, yeah, we have a real problem. It's a real problem. And it's like, you know, people can make their decision in life, the path they choose, but they have innocent animals that they're holding, and it's not their fault that they got in the mix of these people. So if you want to do your thing as a human being and you go down the wrong path and you want to do drugs and everything, don't drag innocent animal or child or what, you know, don't bring that into the mix, because that's terrible. You know, the people that they have no voice, these living beings. So, you know, it's on a daily basis I deal with this stuff. So it's I see the dark side. It's a real dark side, and, you know, it's a calling from God, and I just I'm just answering the calling. And once you're in, you can't get out. You just can't get out.
He has a plan for all of us there, Chris. You know, he's our the light up there, and he's going to lead us the way, because it's his innocent creatures, okay, that we're talking and dealing with. So we know he's on our side, you know, so that we got to do our best. And, you know, these horrific stories that keep coming up or on the social media or on the news or newspapers, we have to do something. We have to get updated on a lot of laws, everyone. Call your legislators, please. Nationwide is this number, 202-224-3121. And they're going to ask you for your zip code once you get on there. And if it's during office hours, Monday through Friday, ask to speak to your state representative. Or your press one, or if there's somebody answering the phone, just tell them your state representative, or I'm sorry, senator is number one and state rep is number two. If there's just a recorded, So please do something, you know, send emails. We need positive changes for these animals because it doesn't cost a dime to be kind to an animal or a human. And that's what we need more in this world is kindness, more kindness, you know, more compassion, dignity, more respect for one another, for animals, because it's lacking in so many areas. And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, put a smile on a person's face at the need. You know, the children and the elderly, the animals, they're all voiceless and helpless, you know, defenseless, innocent.
So,
so we have to be their voices. You know,
we have to be.
Yeah.
Right. You can't just stand by, and you have to be tough. You have to know that in this lifetime, you have to have a cause. You're not here just to maintain yourself, you know. You're not here to go for dinner and buy something nice and work to make some money and to pay your bills and whatever. It's more. And if you notice, there's so many people that are depressed on antidepressant drugs and stuff like that because they're not giving back to the world. You know, I always say to some of my friends who get depressed or they get bored, I'm like, if you help somebody else, whatever ails you will disappear because you're supposed to be here on a mission to help this world be better. And also, you know, get to know God and understand
yes.
this life is, yeah, it's temporary. So
that's
when you
right.
see evil, you want to help the victim. If you can't help the person that's doing evil, you have to help if there is a victim besides themselves, you know. I mean, sometimes you can't help somebody if they're on a path of destruction, but you can help whoever they are harming, whether it's an animal, an elderly person, a child, a spouse, whatever, whoever the victim is. And even if it's just a simple phone call or taking a video and sending it to somebody, that's, we all have to chip in. If we all did that, this world would be great. And I understand,
I know.
You know, in the earth, not everything is going to be perfect because, you know, this is not heaven. This is not where God dwells. But we can try our hardest to help somebody else. And that's really what we should be doing. It's not all about
that's
ourselves.
That's right. That's right. It's not all about me. It's, you know, whatever I can do to be a positive impact in this world and take action. Not just sit
exactly.
there and ignore it or close my eyes or close my ears or close my mouth. That's not going to get anything better. You know, you hear the excuses. Nobody cares. It's all about money. Nothing's going to change. Well, how do you know unless you don't try? I mean, just give it the best shot you've got, you know.
And you're right. And that goes right into this book that I've written, and it's called Fame to Fur. And it's really about my journey from, you know, the lights of Hollywood to the heights of giving back. So when you think that it's all about you, you know, I was an actress. I came here to do my acting, and I acted, and I met a lot of famous people, and there was a lot of crazy times that went on in Hollywood for me. You know, at one point in my life, you know, I felt that was what it was all about. It was about that. It was about, you know, designer clothing and bags and, you know, dating great famous men and the party lifestyle and be out 7 nights a week. You know, that was it. But I'll tell you something, how it turns on you. It's like, what does they say when the devil says to Jesus, I'll give you the kingdom, just bow down to me. And he said, no, I won't do that. Well, a lot of stuff happens in Hollywood where you get that, you know, idol me or ideology and all that. And then it becomes all about you. And that happened to me. And I always knew animals were in my life. I was always getting that guidance from God, but I was ignoring God because I wasn't living a life at that time that he would approve of at all. I'm not saying I'm a total saint or anything like right now. I do my very best. I'm still, you know, human, and we all are sinners. But back then, it was yep. it was a lot. So this book is about my journey and how animals. I always say I rescue animals, but really they rescued me, and basically they did. And so, you know, I wrote it all. I'm working with an editor now, so it should be done soon, and hopefully maybe in this year it may be published, or it may take to the next year, but I'm working towards that. And it was a really cool thing. I'm on Instagram. I put it an Instagram page together. It's called Fame to Fur Instagram, you know, Fame to Fur. And so that was very, really great to work on.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, once you get that published, let me know, and we'll get you back on air and discuss it, Chris, because that's something to be very proud of, you know, and all the inspiring work that you do, and to humans, you know, you're great inspiration to humans and animals. And everyone, I'm going to be taking calls, so we got a packed queue. If you would like to have any questions or comments to the guest, Chris Kelly, founder of the Chris Kelly Foundation, just call this number. You can also use Skype, and that area code's 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I will let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises, conversations, the TV, radios in the background. You're more than welcome to come on board. And that number is the same every Thursday. So if you want to log in your contacts on our Voices Carry for Animals, you're more than welcome. And we have a caller. And thank you all for tuning in. We got a packed house. So thank you all. Area code 713, you're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. You got any comments or questions for Chris? Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Judy Hausler. I live in Pasadena, Texas, and I am an independent rescuer transporter. And I am adamant that I am going to the state capitol. I am going to get a bill written by a senator if I have to go to his house every day. I am going to be the voice for these animals. And I appreciate you guys so much, but we've got to band together. We've got to do it soon, because I see this here every day as you do. And it is heart-wrenching. It's got to stop now. And we can stop this madness with this stray animal population. But we cannot rescue our way out of this, because we're trying and it's not working. And we're transporting beautiful animals out of state, the ones that don't get killed here in shelters. It has got to change. We've got to call. We've got to email. We've got to stand up to the people who want us to vote them in, but yet they don't do what they say once they get in. I'm sick. I'm tired of it. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm going to go to action. Every day I work for these animals. And I need support. I need people to rally around these animals. And I just appreciate you guys. And that's what all I need to say.
Oh,
well,
thank you so
you
much.
For
and,
calling
you know,
in.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And
thank
she's
you.
Right. She hit it on the nail. And she's in Texas, where it's like I was saying earlier, worse than California, if that could even be possible. And Texas,
yes.
I see the pleas. I have people in my group on Facebook and from Texas, and I don't know what to say. The abuse you see there, the mentality of Texas with the domestic animals, I my heart breaks, and mm-hmm. I thank you so much for helping the animals of Texas. I'm telling you, I think everybody needs to rally and get to Texas and help. And I agree with you. We are going to rescue our brains out, like she said, and we are destroying ourselves, and we're still not helping every animal because it's impossible. We need to change laws. And I really think everybody, we have a mass on Facebook, a mass. If those people would turn the attention to, like she said, get to senators, write letters, get there, get to know who they are too, and really, you know, bond with these people. And politicians believe, they're all crooked. They're all scummy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't care who they are. But we have to press them to do the right thing. If you've told me you're going to do this, I'm going to pressure, and I'm not going to vote for you next time. And really, when people care for animals as a whole, and they're directed on who to vote for, that will make a difference. I know it's going at such a slow rate, but if we just know that's our goal, it will happen. I know it will happen. And I got to appreciate your passion, and thank you. I want to clone you. We need more people like you.
I have a lot of girls I have a lot of ladies in this town that we do the same thing. We wake up every day and do it. I'm not going to give up. I got a senator to write a bill for me once when a spa stole my money, a health spa. And they walked our quorum because you have to have 9 guys to sit. But by God, this time, they're going to sit for the animals. I'm not taking it anymore. I cry my heart out for these animals and for the injustice. And it's enough. And I'm sick of politicians not doing what they are voted in to do. So Governor Abbott, he's seen many letters from me. Well, he's fixing to see this old face right in front of me. So okay. I appreciate all you do. I never heard of you before, but I'm following you now. And God bless all of you. Thank you for having this. I just happened to see it. Somebody shared it to me. And we're a village. We have to be a village for these animals.
Yes,
so thank you so much for the part you're playing.
And the movement's growing. So you know what? We're going to have even more support every year. And please, I send my love to you and respect. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Yes,
really.
And you know what, ma'am, what's your name? You can even join
and
on Voices.
Judy?
Judy
Hausler.
Yes.
Uh-huh, Judy Hausler.
Yes. Some groups on Facebook, you know, also, and pages. If you look me up, Debbie Dahmer, and if you follow me, send me a friend request. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter and Pinterest. Hey, the more of us that come together, it's a chain reaction, a human chain reaction, you know. Cause,
oh, absolutely. And we have to be. And I will charter a bus and I will go because I'm going to find out who I'm going to see. And then I am chartering a bus and we are going and we are going to stand and walk those halls like
good.
I did before. And they can run me off, but I will come back because it's outrageous that a country as rich as us, and especially Texas, thinks they're so big and grand. Well, guess what? I was born and raised here, and I am ashamed. I am ashamed of how animals are treated. So, no, I'm done. I can't stand
it. Right. You're right, Judy.
She's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys keep up
the
good work. Thank you so much. God bless you. Yes.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep listening in and, you know, on these shows.
I am.
And spread the word.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I just shared it everywhere on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks for calling in. And Judy,
thank you.
You know, let's all connect on Facebook, okay, or whatever network
it
is.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye, Judy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great evening. Thanks for all you do, okay? And we got another caller, Chris, here. Off from area code 719, you're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Is this Mama Cat?
That would be me.
Hi, hello. Mama Cat. Well, okay, you haven't been on for a while. I missed you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Debbie. I think, like Chris said, this is going to be an awesome year for the animals, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. And I, like Judy, am doing the exact same thing. I'm involved in drawing up a bill. We want to get free spay and neuter throughout our state in Colorado. And, you know, no matter what these, I can't say a whole lot about it because I'm going through some legal litigation at the moment. But no matter what these cat haters, animal haters think, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here, I'm staying, and we have to be their voice.
Yes, exactly. And what are you doing, free spay and neuter, right, in your area? Are you speaking with the shelters? Are they helping in any way?
The shelters, we're actually pretty lucky. We have a lot of help here. Dumb Friends League up in Denver, and we really have a lot of spay and neuter options on the east side of the mountains. But, you know, these smaller towns, they just don't have anything. And a lot of people can't drive all the way to Denver. And, you know, I'm involved with a lot of people in the south, and, you know, there's just not a lot of options down there. And the more we push for free spay and neuter clinics, the more that we're met with, just such angry veterinarians, and they've been fighting just tooth and to stop us from doing free spay and neuter. They believe it's cutting bottom line, and I mean they've moved legislation to stop us, and it's just been, you know, it's an uphill battle, but I'm not willing to stop. I know you're not willing to stop. Debbie's
Exactly. Well, what it is that vets charge so much money for a spay and neuter, which it costs pennies for them to do. And it goes, a lot of times it comes right down to money. So if these vets are giving you a problem, it's because it's all greed. And that's another thing that animals get involved in, you know, all our greed and money. The vets are ridiculous how much they charge, especially here. For everything. And these poor people who cannot afford to even pay $20 for something, you know, they're like, you know, it's going to cost you $2,000. You need to put $1,000 down. These people can't even pay their rent. And then they leave with an injured animal. And who suffers? The animal. So if any vets are, these vets should be giving back to the community and giving free spay and neuter. So, you know, if they're.
That's the angle that I get, Chris. I think that if a vet has their license within our city limits and we patronize them, you know, they should be required to give back an hour or two, one or two times a month. It's not that difficult. And that way they can show us they do care about our animals. And if they don't volunteer, pull their license, get them out of the town.
I totally agree. But I have to say one thing is, like, you know how you'll have doctors, like human doctors, and most of them don't even like people. I'm realizing just because somebody became a veterinarian, that doesn't mean that they love animals. I mean, I'm seeing it. I think we just assume, you know, we assume they would love animals. But a lot of these vets, boy, they don't want to help. They don't want to give back. They can. And it's one thing not to want to help, but to go against it. Wow, I'm so surprised they would go against you trying to get free spay and neuter clinics together. It's just crazy.
I believe those vet names should be listed so that we as a consumer have the right to pick. You know,
and
just like
yes.
doctors.
You should make it public if a veterinarian is going against what you're trying to do with spay and neuter. I would publicly shame them. This vet says.
That's what got me in trouble.
Well, I mean, but you know what? You have that. You have the right, freedom of speech. You have the right. If it's true, you have the right to say it. You can't get in trouble if you say, this is what's happening. They're against what I'm doing. Maybe somebody can talk to them, you know. You know, just keep pushing ahead. That's all we can do. We do it day by day. We let people hear our voices. And then we pray. We just pray that, you know, God hears us and gives us the strength and does something, too, to help us, you know, in this cause that he gave us. We are making progress. It's really hard. It's really hard on us. It's draining. But just know that, you know, you're doing a good thing. You're thinking of more than yourself in this lifetime, which is amazing. You should be so proud of yourself.
And
yes,
you
Ray.
Well,
you, both of you. Both of them. Yeah, Ray's a former guest several times on the show, and her 10-year-old grandson was on as a guest, too. He was awesome.
I remember.
Remember that? Yes.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So,
I remember, and I remember Ray the last time, and I know what she does, and that. You know, have a lot of respect for her, and I just, I very much appreciate that. You know, you give yourself, and you have the courage to do so.
She's
multitasked
too,
a
lot.
There's just animals out there that need us, and if we shut up, I mean, so many people think, well, the next guy, you know, somebody's doing something. Well, you're somebody. And, you know, you can make a difference, too.
Mm-hmm. And if everybody did, if every good person did just a little bit, we could get this solved. We really can. We can get it done.
Yes, we could.
You know, we can do this. I know we can do it. I'm going to be on the 18th taking a Reiki class. It's so funny. So I'm going to be taking it for the animals. So I'm going to try that different light, you know, and try to help animals that way too. But it's like all that positive energy, if we can just direct it, even though there's so much negativity that gets in our brain because of what we see. I really try to fight it and then try to look at what we've done. Sometimes it's not easy, but...
Hey, Chris, I wanted to mention one thing. I sent you an article from Nathan Winograd. And
oh, yeah.
Earlier you were talking about Michigan becoming a no-kill state.
Yes.
That was false reporting.
Oh,
Michigan
no.
is not. I sent you
oh.
an article about
God,
it's
that's
not
terrible.
A no-kill state. Yeah. It's... doing better, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting them down in any way, but they have a long, long way to go before they're no kill. Anybody
crazy.
Can, yeah.
It was like, you know, this article came out, and then I saw some, you know, others, and I read it. That's terrible that it could be misinformation.
Yeah,
so what happened? Did he put it, he corrected it on his page on Facebook?
He's done a lot of investigation into it, and there's a lot of sending from one shelter to another shelter, and one shelter's got like a 30% save rate where the other shelters are above 90%, and puppies are allowed to be born in the shelters, and then they're sent out, and then they're euthanized out somewhere else, and it's just... You know, when you're allowed to rearrange the numbers, anybody can be no kill.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Are holes, you
right.
know, which is unfortunate because these are lives that we're talking about, not just numbers. And
you know what would be kind of cool if we made it so that it was like, you know how they're like so concerned of the numbers of who wasn't killed. How about this? If each state is excited about the number of animals they spayed, so it's like,
there
okay,
you
this,
go.
Yeah, like if it's a contest of how many they spayed, that's kind of a cool direction we should go into. Well, how many did you spay this year? Yeah, like
that's
so
right.
Like, I don't know how we put that together, but it's like kind of a focus that we should be focused from. To like to say there was for let's say the city of Santa Monica, how many did you spay and neuter this month, and then go into the year, and then maybe it'll get the city like, well, okay, well, we better up the spay and neuter so we can prove that. That's kind of a cool idea. I never thought of that.
We should start that
like where there's a page where like spay and neuter like what town or what state, and then try to get numbers of how many recorded spay and neuters. And
that's a good idea.
Isn't that?
Ladies,
it's just like,
yes, ladies, we're down to a couple minutes here.
Ray started a whole new thing right there. That's right.
We need
moment.
To combine and get that word out. But anyway,
Let's,
Chris,
yeah.
I want to give your website out, the ChrisKellyFoundation.org, everybody. Check it out because it's a great website. And also check her out on Twitter, Chris Kelly, and also on Facebook. There's a Facebook page, the Chris Kelly Foundation, and also there's a group of for Chris Kelly Foundation. See how you can help out. I wanted to really thank you, Chris, for coming back on tonight. She was on Voices Carry for Animals, number 238. That show is archived. If you'd like to go back and listen to that, you can listen in worldwide on these shows, everybody. They're all archived. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Voices Carry for Animals. Press follow under the logo, and it will be every time there's a new podcast, it will be alerted in your primary email. Please spread the word, everyone. I wanted to give thanks, Ray, for calling in, and I always appreciate your support. and also Judy, you called in this this evening. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope you keep, you know, participating. I'd give a couple shout-outs out here that I got a little bit of time. Take Action helped ban animal gas chambers. Megan Mason, Holly Smith, Voices Care for Animal Support Group, the Paul's Call Show, Fans of Animal Rights. These are all on Facebook that help support the show every Thursday. Help Fight the War Against All Animal Cruelty Today. Voice for Animals, a Voice for Animals on Twitter. Paul's Pet Foundation, Ask Sue Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. We love Pit Bulls, Dying and Echo. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please spread the word and have a great evening. And remember, paw in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. May God bless you all. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye, Ray.
Thank you. Thank you so
Bye,
much.
Bye, Debbie. Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Having me. Bye.
Hey, anytime. We welcome back. I'm going to be getting hold of you, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Big hugs. Bye-bye.
Bye. Big hugs. Bye.